Happy November. I'm really excited for a new month. It feels like this is going to bring in some really good energy. So much has changed over the last couple of months for me. And yeah, I feel like I'm finally in this space of just like being able to integrate all of that change. So obviously September was all about streaming on MFC and going for this like career milestone, finishing number one on the site, doing my big Camp Emma project, which takes immense energy and dedication and focus and intention, and coming out of that massive like adrenaline rush and massive amount of like focus and dedication to going into October where all of that shifted. It was like a 180, and my body definitely felt that crash in some ways, which was expected, and it's okay. But it was definitely hard in October to kind of refind my footing and rhythm. And then to go from like basically living in the Pacific Northwest again for 2 months to coming back to the farm, getting resettled into my new home here, and nurturing my life here that I'm building. Having navigating boundaries with family who lives nearby, and having that natural role as like a nurturer and caregiver to so many of them, and finding that balance of like how to show up for my family but not in a way that's detrimental to myself and being able to like reconnect with the farm and bring in a lot of needed nurturing to the animals and to the land here. And I've started a new class this last month that will go for a few more weeks, and that has taken a lot of focus. And so it's been like a complete 180 that has been challenging in many ways, but I'm really grateful for the two extreme, different experiences, because it's brought so much perspective. And I think like it's been really good for me to disconnect from my work a little bit in a way that I can refuel myself and remember that like I'm so much more than just like how I show up in my work. Like I show up very fully and authentically in my work, but I love sharing my life, and not just the sexy stuff. Like I love being able to connect and share with you all in so many ways that go beyond sexuality. But it's also really good to remind myself of life outside of like online. And it's like hard to find that balance for so many of us as creators. So I just like I have so much gratitude for it. And I also just want to like say thank you for all who are patient for me and for others who are navigating this. So I'm happy for a new month because I feel like I can take these two experiences that I've had and integrate it into something new. And I am in this position of like coming out of an immensely successful, amazing September, and now having my own home and just having more stability than I've ever had. Like I don't think I've ever had this access to stability and structure in this way. And I've worked really hard to get to this point. So if I can thrive during periods of chaos and like immense challenge, I'm really excited to see like what I can do when I can cultivate the art of slowing down and really, really being present for myself, and how that will come through in what I create and how I connect. So thank you for coming to my Emma TED Talk of the day. I'm really hoping that this new system that I'm using to record audio notes will make it more effortlessly and just easy for me to do on a whim, because I've been having a lot of issues with the glitching on the site. And so I'm trying different things to make it easier for me. So I will want to show up in that way, So, crossing my fingers that this works, and wishing you all a happy Tuesday, happy first of the month.